Hello friends, welcome back to yet another episode of What Page Are You On? It me, Bethany Rutter, and I'm here with my good friend and business partner.
It me, Alice Slater.
I'm so happy to see you, and by see you I mean chat to you over the airwaves. How are you today, my friend?
It's always a pleasure. I look forward to our little Wednesday, our Wednesday gosses. I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. Loving life. Paddington is in the room, so just FYI, he may do something naughty. I cannot, he's already deleted the note that I'd made of the books that I want to talk about on this episode, but it's fine because I have the books in front of me.
He's an absolute menace.
He's so cute though. Little baby. So, in answer to your question, I'm not going to tell you what I'm reading because I'm actually listening to one book that we're going to do an episode on, and I'm reading another book that we're doing an episode on. So, I have nothing.
Keep your secrets.
Nothing to add, really, that the listeners will not find out in the fullness of time. How about you? What are you reading?
So, I am finishing up. I've just noticed I've got all of my bracelets on, so I might jangle a little bit while I quietly take them off. I'm reading a book called None of This is Serious by Catherine Prasifika.
Tell me about this.
So basically, I picked it up because it's got a really striking cover. It's like a lilac cover with an illustration of a kind of faceless woman on like a cracked screen.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it's about like Dublin student life.
Yes,
like
yes, yes.
Post-uni.
I was thinking, is this the one that was in the window of all the bookshops when I was in Dublin 2 weeks ago?
Yes,
it was.
It definitely would be. So basically, I am really enjoying it. It's really not what I expected because nowhere on the book does it mention that quite a prominent part of it is that at the very beginning, at this party, a giant purple crack appears in the sky.
Okay.
And that's there for the whole book. And it's kind of... it's a really interesting device to kind of stand in for current affairs.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, like when they talk, she's talking about like the internet and news cycles and, you know, disaster, climate crisis, all of this shit. And yeah, this purple crack works as like a perfect stand in for, you know, for COVID, for like for every major news story that we've experienced in the last like 5 years, the crack serves as like a vehicle to kind
Very
of discuss what life was like with those things going on without actually referencing them. So it's very interesting, but it's actually more about like just the internet and how the internet affects our relationships and our communication skills and that kind of thing.
Well, maybe I can borrow this from you if you think I will like it when you finished it.
I will lend it to you.
Thank you, my friend.
Also, fun fact that's not on the book anywhere, but she is the sister-in-law of Sally Rooney.
Fascinating.
Yes, I thought so. Anyway, that's what I'm reading.
Well, thank you for that.
Do we want to mention the Women's Prize?
Oh, we can. So the shortlist is out now, came out this week, and I have not read a single book on the shortlist, so that's cool.
Me neither, which is why we're not going to do an episode on it as we did with the British Book Awards.
Yeah, there's no point doing it because we haven't read anything and we have nothing to say, not even speculatively, because, yeah, we've read literally none of them either.
Well, I am interested in reading Sorrow and Bliss.
Yeah, me too, and I will get around to that.
Yeah, that one's on my radar.
But aside from that, I have, yeah... I ain't got him. I ain't got nothing. I got nothing.
All right, fuck it. On with the show.
On with the show. So today we are going to chat about our TBRs. So Alice and I, we have gathered together the 5 books that we're planning to read in the near future. God willing, we will get to them. God willing, our plans will not be derailed by, you know, I feel like I have all these intentions to read stuff and then we decide to do an episode on something or we get offered a really interesting interview or I end up doing an event and I have to read for that. So often my plans get derailed.
But that's the thing, that's why I've chosen, even though there's, because like the reason why I like doing these episodes is it's nice to give books shout outs, like stuff that up to this point in my life, everything has gone beautifully for these books that I'm excited to read them. So I've picked stuff that I'm positive I am going to read. You know, like yeah. I will, without a doubt, I know that I will get to these books. So there's other things I could have picked that are a bit more obscure or what have you. But no, I'm going to speak my truth and pick stuff that I will definitely read this year.
Good. Would you like to begin, my friend?
Well, when we did this before, how many of the books do you think you ended up reading that year?
I can't remember what books I chose, but I would hazard a guess that it was not all of them.
Yeah, I think I managed 2 or 3 out of 5, which isn't bad, but nah. Still.
Oh, yeah, because one of the ones that I chose was New Animal, which I've definitely read. I remember that.
There you go.
So good.
Yeah, in fact, and you read, I remember you also had Alison Rumfitt, which you read.
Yeah.
And so you had Other People's Clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, I think you smashed it.
Yeah. Good for
okay.
me.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go first.
Please.
So I've picked one that's not out till the 27th of September, so I'm not in a rush to read it. It's called... Oh, should I read the first line first and see if you can guess what it is?
Yes. I won't be able to, but...
I can tell you right now, you're not going to be able to guess what it is, but it's fun. Okay. The mirror in the plain bathroom had fingerprints all over it and fog-thick grease where the soap had backsplashed.
Nah. I got nothing.
So, this is a verso book. This is called I Fear My Pain Interests You.
Do you know
by
what?
By Stephanie LaCava.
I should have got that because I have read that first line because when I did some editing for our friend Jenny who works at Verso of the Verso Radical Diary for next year. And one of my tasks was to choose extracts from certain new Verso books to include in the diary. One of them was that book.
That's cool.
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't get it, but there you go.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't reading it to, like, absorb the whole narrative. I was reading it to find, like, a bit that would be juicy and grabbing to someone that was, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I feel like, so the front cover of this book is, like, very now. It is a half shot, a black and white photo of a woman kind of passed out on a couch thing, like, on the floor around his, like, champagne corks and wire hoods and a glass of water actually, it looks like. So it's quite like kind of a night lux kind of party image.
Yeah.
So I guess I wouldn't immediately connect that with travel, even though that's actually what the book is about. So it's, according to the back, it's about a woman on her way to Montana with blood on her face and a jeweled cigarette case full of pills. Fresh from a bad breakup. That's just, I'm all over that. I'm really excited. Yeah. And then, yeah, she has an encounter in a graveyard with a disgraced doctor and the discovery of a dozen old film reels.
Cool.
Leads to a troubling new subjecthood. So, okay, like, I'm excited. It's super short and I kind of love the package. So I'm excited to see what's inside.
Yeah, I think it'll be very, very cool and buzzy when it comes out.
Yeah, for sure.
The cool gals will love it. Of which what we you are got? Two. So... I will read you the first line of this, which is out in August 2022. That is this year, so it's out in August. I tried to write about cooking, but I wrote a hot red epic. That is the first line.
Oh, man. Okay, the first half of that sentence, I thought it was going to be Rebecca May Johnson's book.
Well, you are right.
Hey, I'm good at this game, man. I fucking love it. Okay.
You got the instincts.
Please.
So this
continue.
Is Small Fires, An Epic in the Kitchen by Rebecca May Johnson, which is out in August from Pushkin, which is a publisher that we went on the record in the last episode to say we think is chic. And I continue to think they're chic because they're publishing Small Fires by Rebecca May Johnson, which is, according to the back, an innovative blend of food writing, social criticism, and memoir that inspires us to think seriously about the creative potential of cooking in the kitchen, which I am really interested to read because I really like Rebecca and I'm really interested in the things that she has to say about food culture, eating culture, how that kind of ties into politics, spaces. I just think she's a very thoughtful person in general and I'm really interested to read a longer form thing by her.
Yeah, I'm also excited about this. I enjoy her newsletter. I enjoy her writing.
Yeah.
I enjoy her presence. Yeah.
She has great ideas, and I'm really interested to see those in a bigger package.
Agreed. Okay. Oh, my God, there's so many pages before we get to the book. Okay, I'm here. Ooh, and also the first page of this proof starts on the left-hand side.
Edgy?
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God, okay. I might go with the first two lines because the first line is only 3 words long. She's choking me. She's really in there, fingers on cartilage, mashing my trachea, and I can't breathe, Maria thinks.
Hmm. Who dis? What is this?
So this is a little book called Nevada by Imogen Binney.
Oh, cool. Yes. I should have guessed that that would be on your list, but I wouldn't have necessarily guessed it from that.
Well, the thing is, so I have kind of read it about 10 years ago. So let me explain what this book is. So this is Nevada. It's a cult classic being re-released by Picador this year. It's kind of described as a trans on the road, but then the person who said that was like, but this is, that's almost doing it a disservice because it's so much smarter and cooler than on the road. So yeah, basically it's about a young woman who realizes that her life is shit. And so she goes on a road trip to try and escape like the bullshit. It's described as like the quintessential late 20s punk rock trans girl blowing up her life and making friends on the road. And Andrea Lawler said that. So, you know, it's in good stead.
Yeah.
And yeah, like about 10 years ago, in fact, I tell this anecdote on another episode, so I apologize, but whatever. About 10 years ago, I was commissioned to write an article about like 5 books by trans authors. And it was so difficult to find stuff back then that I could just, that was readily available. And this was one of the books that I found. It was published by a very cool and now defunct gutsy press called Topside in the US, Topside Press.
Is that the, so, yes, we have discussed this with someone recently.
Yes.
In an interview that is forthcoming. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I always wondered, like, Topside Press, they published a couple of like very cult, very cool books by trans women. I'm sure amongst other things, but I kind of wondered if we would ever see them in the UK. And yeah, Picador's finally picked up Nevada. So I think, again, I think it's going to be really fucking buzzy and cool. And I'm really looking forward to reading it properly, because although I got hold of it a decade ago, and I remember reading the first maybe third of it for this article, I had 5 other books to read and I had to just crack on. And then I never picked up the rest. So yeah, I'm excited, 10 years older and wiser, to come back to it and finish it.
Well, I'm hyped. I will almost definitely be reading that this year.
What have you got next?
So next up, what should I do next? Okay.
I love the idea of you like clearing your throat, rolling your sleeves up, ready for your great performance.
It me.
I'm buzzing. Go on.
So Samantha watched the girls as they filed into the event hall, tilting their heads back to stare at the ornate vaulted ceiling with its oversized chandeliers dripping silver and blue crystals. You won't get it. You won't know this book, I don't think.
Okay.
Be one that's on your radar.
I'm not even going to try.
This is Idol by Louise O'Neill.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that, but I do. That book is on my radar.
I love Louise O'Neill, and I would be reading this anyway because I love her. But also, I'm reading it because we are doing an event together.
That's fun.
Yes. So I'm doing an event with her on Tuesday, the 24th of May, at Waterstones Piccadilly. So,
little plug.
Yeah, cheeky little plug. So you can buy ticks for that. But yeah, I definitely want to have read this book before I do the event, because even though it is being chaired by someone, I bet I will want to ask her questions about her book.
Yeah, it's nice to feel prepared as well.
So Idol is, oh, it doesn't have like a blurb on the, oh, here, I found the blurb, don't worry. For Samantha Miller's young fans, her girls, she's everything they want to be. She's an oracle, telling them how to live their lives, how to be happy, how to find and honour their truth. And her career is booming. She's just hit 3 million followers. Her new book, Chased, has gone straight to the top of the bestseller list, and she's appearing at sellout events. Determined to speak her truth and bear all to her adoring fans, she's written an essay about her sexual awakening as a teenager with her female best friend, Lisa. She's never told a soul, but now she's telling the world. The essay goes viral. But then, years since they last spoke, Lisa gets in touch to say that she doesn't remember it that way at all. Her memory of that night is far darker. It's Sam's word against Lisa's, so who gets to tell the truth? Whose truth is really a lie?
Ooh.
Hmm.
That dark. Sounds so good. I really enjoyed Louise O'Neill's debut, Only Ever Yours, which I read in proof when it first came out.
It came out in 2014. She's been at this for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, I still remember the flat that I was in. I remember where I read it. Like, it was the kind of book that just really imprinted on me. And I recommend it.
Cool. Well, I'm a big fan. I interviewed her for the pod when her kind of Little Mermaid retelling came out, and I just love chatting to her. I think she is fascinating, so I'm really looking forward to doing an event with her. What's your next book, my friend?
Okay, this one. When I opened the envelope that contained this book, I actually screamed out loud because I didn't think that I'd get sent a copy.
What is it?
Okay. It was a holiday, and I was enjoying chatting with two girlfriends from university days over afternoon tea.
What is it?
That was the first line of the first story from Life Ceremony by Sayaka Murata, author of Convenience Store Women.
Yes.
This is her short story collection. And I just think that her writing, she's so weird and fun. And like nothing else, no one else right now writes quite like Sayaka Murata. Now, I loved Convenience Store Woman so, so much. It's one of my fav books now. Earthlings, I didn't quite connect with as much, although I think eventually I need to reread it now that I know what it is, if that makes sense, because it's so out there. I was kind of like unprepared for where it was going to take me. But yeah, regardless, I'm absolutely buzzing. I don't know if these stories were written before or after, because obviously that's the nature of like translated fiction, is that
yeah.
Often they're not necessarily being published in the order they were written.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm buzzing.
And also I feel like, obviously this is like a bold thing to say. Sorry, Paddington just having a little scratch around in his litter tray. So As is his right. Obviously, this is a bold thing to say, but I'm going to say it. And I may be completely wrong, but I'm still going to say it.
I'm buzzing.
I also think if there is an author who has like a propensity for weirdness, I do think short stories can be a good outlet for weirdness in a way that is harder to pull off for readers in a novel.
Yeah, for sure. Because I feel like the world of short stories, often you kind of... If it's the kind of collection that you know might surprise you, then the surprises, you're kind of ready for them, if that makes sense. Yeah, I completely agree. And like, you know, I feel like Earthlings, God, it's just, if you haven't read it and you enjoyed Convenience Store Woman, it's not that I don't recommend it, because I just think she's an incredible writer and I was gripped by it and I've never forgotten it. Like, it really left its mark on me. I think it just... it veered so unexpectedly in a direction that on paper I should like.
Yeah.
And perhaps if it was a short story, so I'd spent less time before that turn, maybe I would have kind of rolled with the punches a little bit more. So yeah, you're right. Short stories, I think, is an exciting avenue for a writer that is as surprising as Sayaka Murata is.
Agree. I'm definitely looking forward to reading that. So, okay. Let us... Oh, no, I've picked a book that's got loads of random stuff in it before the actual book. I don't even know what the beginning of this book is. This is a bad one to have chosen for this. I will just read you the first sentence, which is, I lie among the corpses.
Ooh! So, okay.
Yeah. This isn't a new book. I will say this is not a new book.
This is
a cheeky backlist.
You wily fox. I lie amongst the corpses. Is it one that you think I'd be able to guess?
Not necessarily, only from the context of something that I did recently.
Oh, Lord. What have you been doing?
So, I will tell you what it is.
Okay.
This is Tokyo Year Zero by David Peace. Last night, I went to an event at Waterstones Piccadilly, weirdly enough, to see David Peace chatting about his books, because he is one of my favs, because the Red Riding Quartet are some of my favourite books I've ever read. And so when I knew he was doing a London event, I was like, yes. Oh, Paddington's walking on the keyboard. Oh, no, get away.
He's such a menace.
Yeah, he just wants to be where I am. Like, basically, he loves his mommy. Yeah, so I went to see David Peace last night, and the event was kind of in conjunction with the publication of his new book, which is the third in the Tokyo trilogy. And I realised that I have the first one that I got out of a book box when I lived in my old flat in Walthamstow, which is called Tokyo Year Zero, which is the first in the Tokyo trilogy. So I now have the first and the third, and I thought I'm gonna read the first one. So it's they're all kind of true true crime based on true crime things that happened in Japan in the first kind of first-ish half of the 20th century. So this is August 1946, 1 year on from surrender, and Tokyo lies broken and bleeding at the feet of its American victors. The police are in chaos and different factions are fighting for control of the city's black markets. When the bodies of two young women are discovered in Shiba Park, Detective Minami is assigned to the case against his wishes. As he gets drawn ever deeper into these complex and horrific murders, he realizes that his own past and secrets are indelibly linked to those of the dead women and their killer. So I don't generally, you know, if I'm reading kind of crimey stuff, I prefer it to be contemporary, but I just like him so much and I'm so interested in like what he is interested in that I am interested to read this. And also I now love Japan. So
she's a David Pierce slash Japan simp.
I am a big simp for David Pierce and for Japan.
David Pierce rather. Yeah, I did pick up the last time we discussed, which was the one, sorry, that you read and loved.
I love the Red Riding books.
What were they called?
So they're called like 1974, yes. They've got like...
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah, oh my God, yeah, I do. I remember you reading those on the pod all those years ago.
Yes. Aww. I think I lent the first one to Emily Hatzar, who still has it.
Yeah, I bet she bloody does.
I don't need it back. It's fine. So what's your next one?
Okay, another one that I'm incredibly excited about. Oh my God. Okay, I haven't even cracked this spine yet, and I'm immediately surprised by the volume of stuff in this. Which I'll explain in a second.
Well, I'm intrigued.
Oh. Okay. It began when she moved in below their apartment. Or maybe it began a week after when the boyfriend came downstairs to ask for a cup of sugar for a cake. Or maybe it began a week after that when the girlfriend knocked on the door and asked for a cigarette. And she didn't have any, so she said, I'll go get some, when what she meant was, please come with me, because the town was new, because she liked the girlfriend's long, dirt-coloured hair.
I don't know that at all. Okay,
I was really concerned then. I was like, I hope that this whole story isn't one sentence, and I'm just going to have to read the whole thing. So this is another short story collection. It's called Nudes by Elle Nash. Coming out from 404 Inc. And Elle Nash wrote a book called Animals Eat Each Other.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Did we read or did we just discuss?
No, we haven't read it, but you mentioned it on the New Animal episode when we were trying to think of books that we would, you know, maybe recommend in conjunction with New Animal.
Yes, that's it. So I really liked Animals Eat Each Other. It's a novella. It's set, I think it's Scottish. I really enjoyed it. And yeah, this is her short story collection. And immediately I was like, oh, fuck, because it's a really slim volume. And it has got easily, let's see, 4, 8, 12. It's got about 25 stories in it.
So they're all going to be little dinky ones.
Yeah, a little dinky flash. Like, yeah, I think it's going to be really fun. And I'm really excited.
Cool. Okay, well, LMK.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
So my next pick is already out. It's newly out. For the first time in all my years at the university, I find myself struggling to write a decent contribution for the newsletter.
Is this Vladimir?
No, it is not.
Ooh.
It is One Day I Shall Astonish the World by Nina Stibb.
Oh, okay.
I am a fan of. I love Nina. I think she's just a delight. And I think if you want to read a book that is happy or not dark, but is also good, then she is always a safe bet. And this is her new one. So when I did an event in KT4 bookshop in Highbury last week, and that was the day that One Day I Shall Astonish the World came out. And they had signed copies, and I could not resist. And I just love the cover. It's like pink and orange and delightful. So I'm very hyped to read that because I think it will be a nice time.
I think of Nina Stibb as a very Bethany Rutter author.
Yes.
Like, wholesome, delightful, joyful.
High quality as well.
Colourful, but all over.
Thank you, my friend. So, what is your next up?
Okay, so my last one is, this is my, like, out-the-bag choice. Fran, squinting in the early afternoon glare, watched through her scratched binoculars as the man knelt to drink.
I don't know what it is, but I want to know.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, so this book does not have a UK publisher yet, which I think is completely unhinged because it is all over TikTok. It's called Manhunt by Gretchen Felker-Martin.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I really want to read this.
Do you know this? So it's a horror novel, kind of post-apocalyptic horror novel written by a trans author. And just, like, listen to this. After a brutal accident entwines these three characters, this found family of survivors must navigate murderous turfs, a sociopathic billionaire bunker brat, and awkward relationship dynamics, all while outrunning packs of feral men and their own demons.
Mm.
Hi. Yes, I'm into that. It's been recommended by Carmen Maria Mercado and Tori Peters. And Alison Rumfitt recommended it to us at Julia Onfield's launch.
She did. I remember it well.
Yeah, cool. So I'm really jazzed.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely jazzed. We'll definitely be reading that.
And yeah. What the fuck? Like, why doesn't it have a UK publisher yet? Come on. I feel like Cypher at least should pick it up.
Someone's gotta give.
So no, those are my five. That's my five. That's my stack. Have you got one more?
I've got one more.
Yeah, okay. If I don't get this, I'm gonna throw up.
Well, I don't know. This is a brief that I was sent, and it's out in early June. I just thought the cover was very intriguing, and the blurb was quite juicy sounding, so I'm going to give it a go. First line. This morning I heard the name Black Mamba for the first time, and it made me remember some dreams.
Ah, would this be the book called Black Mamba?
It would.
Yeah, I can't remember the author's name.
He's called William Friend. It's a debut novel, and so the blurb is, Daddy, there's a man in our room. This is the chilling announcement Alfie hears one night when he awakes in his quiet suburban house to find his twin daughters at the foot of his bed. It's been 9 months since Pippa, their mother, suddenly died, and they've been unsettled ever since, so Alfie assumes they probably had a nightmare. Still, he goes to check to reassure the girls. As expected, he finds no man, but in the following days, the girls begin to refer to someone called Black Mamba. What seemingly begins as an imaginary friend quickly develops into something darker, more obsessive, potentially violent.
I absolutely hate that. It's so unsettling. Yeah. It sounds amazing. I'm staring at my proofs now because I'm positive I got sent a copy of that, but I can't see it.
It's black and white. It's very. Yeah. It would blend in, I think, if you only had the spine out. It's a very.
But it's quite chunky, isn't it?
I'd say it's quite normal sized. Long. I don't know.
It's a long boy.
Maybe, I don't know. I think maybe you're misremembering this.
Okay, fine.
I'm questioning your version of reality.
Okay, so can I tell you the books I fully expected you to include?
Yes.
And now I realise maybe you've simply read them already.
Yes.
Okay, so I thought that you would have the new Catherine Ryan Howard novel.
Yes. I should have done that.
Yeah, what are you doing? Okay. And I also expected maybe Firstborn by Will Dean.
Yes. I mean, my TBR is very theoretical, you know? There's just a lot going on. We get sent so many books, and I do struggle to keep up. I don't read as much as I maybe should. I'm still on track with my, like, annual goal, which is my same annual goal I have every year.
What's your annual goal again?
I aim to read one book a week, so I aim to finish the year with 52 books, which does not include audio, for no particular reason other than that when I first started setting this challenge, I did not listen to audiobooks, so I do not know how to expand the challenge to include my audiobooks. But yeah, so I don't know, I just feel like I have a lot that I intend in my soul to read in the near future, but I thought I'll go off-piste with these.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I aim to read 100 books a year, as we've discussed on the pod before. I aim for just under two a week, in theory. I've really struggled with reading this year. I feel like I've had to learn to be a bit quicker at abandoning stuff that isn't good. When I say isn't good, I mean stuff that I'm actually struggling to pick up and read. You know, like...
Yeah.
I'm not a student. I don't need to read stuff that challenges me if I don't feel like it. So if something's challenging me so much I'm not reading it very often, then it's failing me. So I stop reading it. But yeah, I still feel like I'm in the process of moving house right now. So I'm having to do a big book clear out. I have got rid of so many books, and I still have so many more. And yeah, I wish that it was possible. I really wish that I could pick the pace up and, like, double the amount I read, not for some like moral reason that I think will make me a better or more interesting person, but just because there are so many books that I think are worthy of my attention. But I can't read them all. I physically can't do it.
We just can't read them all. Well, anyway. I've had a nice time chatting to you, my friend. I hope friends at home have maybe learnt about some books that they didn't know about, and maybe feel inspired to pre-order them or pick them up.
I'll make sure that we post them on our Instagram account, because there was quite a lot of books there that you may not have heard of before.
Yes, I'll take a little pick of my stack.
Head over to Instagram if you want to catch any of those titles.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for listening, our friends, and we will see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.